It's Kyle here at ArtistFirst.com. We got another Sunday Night Music special coming up next for you guys. And this band is absolutely phenomenal, I'll tell you what. They were hailed the best band to see in Los Angeles by the NoHo Arts District Music Column. Best Alternative Artist of the Year 2005 by the LA Music Awards. They blend a great contrast of classical Celtic rock, pop, world beat, jazz, and folk. And let's get right into it. And we have Chris and Burgundy on the line. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing great. Excellent. How are you doing?
I am doing wonderful. The weather is beautiful here, and it's just a great night.
Nice.
So go ahead and...
We had the supermoon last night.
I was just thinking about the supermoon.
The Superman?
Yeah, it's always wonderful when you have a supermoon. So, you know, great weather and a supermoon, come on.
You guys are based out of LA, correct?
Yeah.
Awesome,
yes, we are.
Well, why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners a little bit about yourselves?
Bert, you want to start?
Oh, yeah, sure, I'll start. So okay. We're being so polite to each other.
I know.
Like, no, you. Wait, no, you.
You don't have to.
We're a trio. We've been playing together, definitely very much a gelling of the musicianship. I play bass guitar. Chris, with her lovely voice, sings and plays keyboard. And Christo Polani is our percussionist. We're very non-traditional. He's a world percussionist. He has instruments from all over the world. And I think one of our strengths and what makes the music really fun for us as well as fun for the fans is just how different and eclectic it is. You know, we pull in little different tasty nuggets from different genres, and we just play what feels right and what sounds good and what we really enjoy. It's something that gives us a lot of joy. And, I just feel really fortunate to just be playing with such great musicians. And this is our fourth album now, and it just was released in February, so we're really excited, and we hope everybody just loves it as much as we do.
I sure love it. I was listening to the tracks in the car this week, because that's what I usually do when I'm trying to assimilate with someone, and I'm just blown away. There's so much going on that it's hard to categorize this. I don't know. Is it country? Is it classical?
No, we get that a lot.
Are they a piano?
What kind of music is it?
Sure.
We're like, really good music.
It is.
That's what we are.
Absolutely wonderful. It's absolutely great.
That's our genre.
So how did you guys meet each other?
Yeah, and I was trained in classical music. I think Burgundy also in classical guitar and me classical piano. Christo obviously has drawn a lot of world beat from studying abroad in multiple countries. And so, you know, the blend that comes together is very organic and very natural for us. And, you know, it's just what comes naturally to us and what feels right. I had taken a little time off to have some kids, and I also did a solo Celtic album. So we actually had our first all-band show in a while last night, and it felt so good just to get back on stage together. And, you know, we have a bunch of shows coming up soon, and, you know, it's fun. You know, we never disbanded. We've been together forever, but, you know, we did take a little break, and we came together and started rehearsing, and it was like you never stopped, you know. It was just that same gelling and vibe, you know. It's really cool. I just love the people that I play with.
Yeah, I think musicians are the biggest fans of music, which is why we became musicians.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's just a really nice, I mean, just getting out there and doing it and making it happen is something that, you know, my take on it is, you know, the best player is the one that's having the most fun. So, but, you know, I think all of us, because we were formally trained, I mean, you know, we're professional musicians. But that being said, you know, sometimes, you know, you don't want to lose the joy of it. And the creativity of it when you're getting stuck in the musicality of it and the musicianship of it and, you know, all the rules and regulations that they have that professional musicians need to know. And, you know, I think our take on it is we know all that stuff and then we get to toss it out the window and just have a really good time. And I think that translates. And, yeah, so we're pretty happy campers. We had a great show last night, so we're just all smiles and giggles.
Was it just the three-piece that performed, or did you have any other backing musicians with you?
We didn't last night. Last night it was a nice, intimate show. It was a packed house, and it was just the three of us. We're We are the core band that you get when you go see a Riddle to Sphinx show, and then on occasion we might bring in the string quartet if we have a huge, massive show and a massive stage, or we might bring in some background vocals or a guitarist, but really we are the core group, and it's just so much fun to, that is the stripped-down version, the three of us.
and well, we don't do that unless it's requested.
Right. Depends on the venue. That's
right. Yeah. All of a sudden, mothers are covering their children's ears. No, we're actually very non-threatening.
Well, the first song we're going to play tonight is the title track off the record. Do you guys have any comments on that song?
Well,
yeah, this is a cool one. Professional Pretender was based on a poem that Burgundy had written years back, and I remembered the poem and I really liked it, and I was actually heading out the door to track this album at Christo's place, and so I just wanted an extra song on it. I felt imbalanced, like we needed one more. Sat down, I looked at the lyric, and I was like, this is a really cool song. Let me figure something out. 5 minutes, it was done. My co-producer, David, laughed at me. He was like, oh, yeah, we're going to record something that you wrote in 5 minutes. I'm sure it's going to be great, Chris. And I wasn't really sure either. But I think because of that, everybody really came to the table with their ideas. And this culminated in like that really cool vibe of, you know, everybody bring what you know to the table and put it in here, and you have creative freedom. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a certain joy in that, you know, of everybody just listening and saying, what would you do here? And, you know, there's no restrictions. And so it was really an open, freeing experience for everybody recording it. And I think it came out well.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice when it's organic. Like, you know, music shouldn't be something that you have to try for. But, you know, as writers, yeah, sometimes that happens. But, you know, Chris and I have been writing together for a long time. And our best stuff is it just flows. It's like you're channeling some sort of creative goddess out there. And,
it's not,
you know,
forced.
Boom, there it is. And it's just, it works. So we hope you enjoy it.
Well, let's go ahead and play it. This is Professional Pretender on the Artist First Radio Network.
Cherish my name, but how can it be when your words to me and your words to her just the same? I wanted you, that boy I knew. True love is forever rain. But you and I, with all our lives, we do what we do till we don't care. And all of the world's a stay, and all of your words so tender.
Fill my home with song, sunny, bright.
loves you too. So I'm ending this game. Sometimes you lose, sometimes you choose. Sometimes you live and love and walk away. And all of the world's a stage. And all of your words so tender.
That was Professional Pretender by Riddle the Sphinx on the Artist First Radio Network. That's a very good, very good song, guys.
Thank you.
Very
Thank you.
Good.
Yeah, she wrote it in 5 minutes.
You know, those ones, you write
what
in five.
I can do in 10.
The ones you write in 5 minutes are always the best ones, too.
Right?
When it's not forced,
yeah,
and it just
Apple
flows naturally out of you.
Was like that, too.
Yeah.
So what do you guys have planned for this summer?
Oh, a lot of radio shows, a lot of playing and falling back in love together on stage and with our fans, and just madcap fun and frolic.
Madcap fun and frolic.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually have our next show is coming up May 24th. At a cool little place called Amplify. It's in a back alley, in a green door in a back alley, right behind, right next to Paramount Studios, behind Astro Burger. And there's no address. It's like one of those cool, hip, traditional LA kind of places, right?
See, back alley sounds not cool until you realize it's the back alley of like a major motion picture studio, and then it's cool.
Right. You know? It's cool. But yeah, we're doing a show for Rock for a Difference, which is a really cool showcase that they're doing right now at Amplify. And May 24th, from 8 to 10, we're actually doing a show to benefit a charity that I co-founded called Hearts Giving Hope Foundation.
Very cool, very
cool. Which I can tell you about if you want to hear about.
Sure.
Tell us about it, Chris.
Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah, so I co-founded this organization with my sister in 2002, and our mission statement, it's dedicated to improving the lives of abused and underprivileged children by providing them with positive outlets of self-expression and growth through music and art. So we really love working with children, and I'm a musician, obviously, and my sister is a great visual artist, and we wanted to use our talent to benefit kids that might not have access to music and art, and so that's really where it culminated from. And very grassroots. We have a lot of indie artists that are big supporters of our charity, and so it's been really a wonderful local organization and a lot of local support for it.
And what's the website for that again?
That's heartsgivinghope.org.
Awesome. And where can they find the music?
Well, actually, for all of our listeners out there, you know, they can get it through CD Baby and, of course, through iTunes, going to Riddle the Sphinx. And, Chris, I'm going to have you give those websites as well. But if you want to get a free download, another organization that we support is called Project Peace on Earth. And you can go to projectpeaceonearth.org and click on the free downloads. And we donated a song to them to create awareness about what they're doing, which is about creating global change through music. You know, music is such a powerful force, and as writers, as you can hear in Professional Pretender, it tends to be a cathartic process. You know, when you're going through a challenge, you tend to ponder, and a lot of music is about that. But because music is so powerful, there is also an incredible power behind positive music. And Project Peace on Earth is looking to create a global change and global consciousness change through the power of music. So it's a really, really great organization. And we donated a song, so you can get it free at projectpeaceonearth.org.
Very cool, very cool. Now let's go back to the record a little bit. How long did it take you guys to record it? Where did you record it at? How was the process?
Well, Well, hold on, Chris. That story actually starts with our third album, which is not this one.
Oh, okay.
Which we did it. It was professional. It was major recording studio, lots of time, energy, and effort. And we decided that with our wonderful producer, David Peters, who has these amazing ears, what you can do with technology, a laptop, a couple of great microphones, and some baffling. So, Chris, you can tell them about how this fourth album came out.
Yeah, well, I had done, as I said, a solo Celtic album, and I worked with David Peters, who co-produced that album with me, and we did it in my living room and in a few other living rooms across Los Angeles, and it was by far a great-selling album, one of our best, and people commented on the great production quality.
It was amazing.
And we kind of laughed, you know, at how, you know, you can spend all this money in a big recording studio and now what you're capable of doing. So we decided to do it as an experiment because the Celtic album was more organic. It was, you know, piano vocal strings. We said, can we do this with Riddle the Sphinx with a bigger production, guitars and the electric sound? And so we did the living room experiment, and it was a lot of fun. David was living in London at the time, so it took a while, but it was also a very fast process ultimately, because every time he would come, we would get something done, and we'd get it done quickly. I remember at the end, I had to arrange all the string parts because I got word that David was coming into town in 2 weeks, and so I said, okay, I'll arrange all the string parts, we'll set up a string session, and boom, we'll get it done. So he was kind of, his travel schedule was really the key factor in when we would get stuff done. But, you know, ultimately in the studio, a very short time, but it drew out over about a year, year and a half to record the album because he obviously didn't come to L.A. all the time.
Yeah. And actually, I use the album as a springboard for newer artists that are really trying to do it on a shoestring budget. What you really need, honestly, is like the right guy. You know, the quality that we got with this guy, his technology, I mean, it was amazing. You know, if you have somebody who's really talented with those ears, you know, production is an art in and of itself. But, you know, when you listen to the album, and I've played it for people, I've played it for professional musicians, some people, their jaws on the floor going, well, you did this in living rooms, you know, because our third album was a fully produced, you know, recording studio professional. This is our fourth album as Riddle of the Sphinx. And others are like, you know what? We did too. And they're like, so it really comes down to the guy. You know, if you have a great producer, you can make it happen with the technology we have now. You know, great sounds are just a keystroke away if you have somebody that knows what they're doing. And it is affordable. And it's really great to know that your art doesn't have to make you go, oh my goodness, do I eat or put gas in my car?
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to make that decision anymore. You know, so I'm just really excited. And I use it as a springboard for everybody. I'm like, look what you can do for just, you know, you're not going to miss
laptop,
your rent in
couple
order
nice,
to record.
Nice condenser mics.
The only warning I would give on that is that sometimes you do have to turn off things like the refrigerator. And if you forget to turn it back on, then it can be expensive.
Of course, you know, children are all like, you know, duct taped and tied up in the closet. Got to be quiet, kids. I'm kidding.
You know, yeah.
They were the neighbor's kids anyway, so, you know, it doesn't
count.
Soundproofing on the fly.
Well, the next track we're going to play is Hey You. Do you have any comments on this song, guys?
You know, this is one that I wrote relatively quickly, and it was, I don't know, I was just happy that day. I mean, a lot of our stuff, well, it depends, but, you know, this is one of our less dark pieces, I guess, and it is a breakup song, but it's a bouncy breakup song, I guess. I guess I was just feeling bouncy that day, and that's really all I can say about it.
It's like, I'm going to bounce you and then bounce on over here and write this song.
All right, well, let's go ahead and play it. This is Hey You by Riddle the Sphinx on the Artist First Radio Network.
Like a pretend that everything's okay the way we did. But I don't know your eyes today, and I don't know that unfamiliar way they stray, they do. And I know you feel it too, so I say, hey, hey, you.
Hey You by Real the Sphinx on Artist First Radio Network. You there, guys?
Yes, we are. I don't know. I am.
I'm here, too. Again, I'm just being polite. I'm like, is she done? I'm done. Okay.
How'd you guys meet?
Oh.
I never asked you that one. You seem pretty inseparable, so.
This is a story. Yes,
I picked her up hitchhiking. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
We met in London. I tell the story slightly different than she does. Because I remember we were there for law school, actually. We are both entertainment attorneys, as life would have it. And so when we were studying to become entertainment lawyers, we met at a study abroad program with Pepperdine in London. And she was talking to a group of people. I'd never met her before. She was talking about being a musician. And I said, oh, I'm a musician. What do you play? And probably rudely interrupted her. And she just kind of turned to me and said, guitar, and then went back to her conversation. And so I thought she was blowing me off. I'm like, well, whatever, lady. But then we got to know each other a little bit more, and you know, we went to Bath, we traveled, you know, around everywhere, and had a blast. And then she transferred to my law school, and we became fast friends and started playing together. We wrote music in Amsterdam together. We have traveled the world together and enjoyed every minute of it. So that is how we met.
We actually, and this is my story, because this is how we really met. I picked her up hitchhiking. We were both rodeo clowns, and we became fast friends. Yep.
Rodeo clowns. Not rodeo clowns.
That's actually a new one. I was just like, yeah, I like rodeo clowns.
Why not, right? I'd like to talk to you guys a little bit about on the record here. Who were some of the people that you worked with on the record doing some of the other things that you guys did?
Well, let's see. So obviously, I think I mentioned that our co-producer on this one is David Peters. He's a friend of mine from, you know, I think we met probably around 2002 or 2003, around the same time that Rilla the Sphinx formed. Let's see. Then Brooke Wilkes, a dear friend of mine, sang some of the background vocals and also was a featured vocalist on a track called Deception that's very Les Mis, very musical theater. It's an oddball track to have on an alternative record, but it's really cool. And so she graced us with her vocal stylings on that one. Larry Marciano is a local indie god of guitar and graced us with his presence on these guitar tracks and did a fabulous job. The string players, Jeremy there are three wonderful string players. Well, Carter Dewberry I had worked with on the Celtic album. She plays cello. And the violinist and the violist were actually recommendations from David. And so they were studio musicians. They came in. I met them for an hour, which is why their names are escaping me. They are on the album cover, of course, or on the album notes, but fabulous. I mean, they did a wonderful job with the string parts. Am I missing anybody?
No, I think that's
it. Of course, Bergen and Christo and me.
Yeah, we're just really fortunate. I mean, there's so much talent out here, and, you know, it's just such an eclectic group of musicians. And I think what we really appreciate about each other is that we all get the job done. And we have the slogan for recording sessions, because for some people, you know, recording could be like pulling teeth. Our slogan is fun and easy, you know. If everybody's having a good time and you can get it down in the fewest takes possible and just, you know, make it happen, and everybody's having a good time. You know, we're just all about that. So it was a really just a great, great experience, this last album. I mean, just thoroughly enjoyable. We all just, like, look at each other and giggle because, you know, us giggle. Yeah, I know. But, no, it was just a really wonderful experience with some just great in-the-pocket players. Just came in and just handled it. So we're very grateful.
Here's a good one.
Yeah, I don't know if you would have noticed yet if you were listening to the album in your car like most people would. They might not know, but with this and our predecessor album, we actually did enhanced CDs. Mm-hmm. And my husband Sean is a fabulous filmmaker, and so he did, on a complete shoestring budget, poor thing, a music video for us that's already won, you know, film festivals and is up for People's Choice Telly Award.
Very cool.
And he also did a 20-minute documentary that's really a behind-the-scenes look with me and with Burgundy, with Christo, and with David, where he talks to us about the process of tracking an album, you know, across country and in multiple living rooms. And, you know, you get more of a behind-the-scenes look into the production and what it was like for us and how it all culminated and came together. So it's really cool. It's a neat addition to have that. And again, technology being what it is right now, I find that's just such a cool feature for people to be able to share with their fans video elements and, you know, a little bonus burger. So if people buy the CD, which might be a little more expensive than buying a track or two on iTunes, then they're rewarded for it. They get a little extra something that you can't just get on iTunes. So
very cool. Very cool. I wanted to ask you guys also, this is a really good one, I swear. What is the best time you guys have had in front of an audience?
The best time we had in front of an audience?
Yes.
You know, honestly, I think it was the Young Dubliners show that we did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It was such a kick, you know, because of our style of music. And the Young Dubliners, I mean, they're just a pocket full of fun monkeys anyway. I mean, I love those guys. And it was just such a great experience and vibe. And, you know, it was...
You know what was cool for me is they came out to watch our set because we were the line in sport for this. So we were opening directly for them.
Yeah.
And so they actually came out from backstage to listen.
Yeah.
We did a
once we started...
covers. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that was really fun because I saw them rocking out. I'm like, hey.
Yeah, you're like, oh. Yeah, because usually, you know, they're just getting ready for their set. But once you started playing, they listen. They're just like, hey. So that was great. That was
It's always
really
nice
great.
To have that support.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the next track we're going to play is Within Reach. You guys have any comments on that one?
Yeah, I guess I'll talk about this one. This track is actually the one that is available for free download. This one is more melodic, a little slower paced than the others. Very, very beautiful song, very relaxing. But the concept behind it is really the fact that so often in our lives, it's really just kind of a concept song. So often in our lives, we get caught up with our own limitations that we make ourselves, you know, what we can't do and all these reasons that we have why, you know, it's not going to happen. And this one is really about reaching into the very best of ourselves. And, you know, the phrase was this, that look, you know, reach for the stars, because even if you don't reach the stars, you might get to the moon, you might get to, you know, you have nothing to lose by being your very best self. And that's what this particular song is about.
Very, very cool. Let's go ahead and play it. This is Within Reach by Riddle the Sphinx off the new record, Professional Pretender.
The ground below holds no promise, so beautiful up here. Moonbeam on water, the stars beyond. I hope to find you then. Those glimmering shades of radiant light beckon from afar. We draw our gaze upward. I tell you of the stars, and I would not dream. Shone my wish for you to travel by my side, and the path still be, the path still be alone. Just within reach, just within reach, just within.
Within Reach by Riddle the Sphinx on the Artist First Radio Network. That's absolutely beautiful. Absolutely.
Thank you.
It makes me think of just like a nice starry night and just laying down with my wife and looking at the stars,
nice.
You know? It's very beautiful.
And awesome. A super moon.
Yes. It was so cloudy last night we couldn't see the moon, so unfortunately.
We were playing during the highlight of the supermoon. So.
Oh, very cool, very cool. I'm sure you felt the energy on stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
I was taller.
So once again, guys, where can they find this wonderful music online?
Well,
and
let
anywhere,
me
right?
give you the key websites here. So our band name is Riddle the Sphinx. RIDDLE, the, PHE, Sphinx, SPHINX.com. And then there's links, of course, at riddlethesphinx.com to everything. We really love CD Baby, so we'll plug it there, which is cdbaby.com/riddlethesphinx1. There's also, and we have our other albums there, too. You can always search for Riddle the Sphinx under iTunes and find us there. But again, if you buy from CD Baby, you get the bonus videos. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/riddlethesphinx, and also on twitter.com/riddlethesphinx. And that is just a lot of places to send you.
Yep. And the free download for Within Reach, if you go to projectpeaceonearth.org, spelled just like it sounds, projectpeaceonearth.org. And they actually have other artists as well, because we're not territorial. We think that great music should be for everybody. And so, you know, you can check it out there and find out what that organization is doing to promote global transformation through music.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, I want to go ahead and play a couple more songs since we're slowly running out of time here. The next song is going to be One Man Band. Do you guys have any comments on that tune?
You know, One Man Band is, I know it's Christo's absolute favorite to play, and it's actually David's favorite, too, when everybody was asked what their favorite songs were, so they both agreed on that one. And I think it's got a lot of different moments. There's mm-hmm. the quiet moments in the piano, it'll lift into these big, grand, full band moments, and then it'll pull back, so there's a lot of ebb and flow to it. And it just makes for a cool listen, and you know, the song is relatively simple. I mean, it's a relationship song about somebody that doesn't want to just be about themselves anymore. That they're ready to turn in their self-absorbed life for a life with someone else. But you know, I think musically that's the enjoyment of this one, is there's a lot of quiet and big moments in the production, and so it was a really fun one to record.
Yeah, that was actually the feedback I got from everybody, too. Like, we love the builds. You know, it starts off as just this beautiful song, and you think, oh, okay, well, I know what I'm in for. And, you know, and it's beautiful, and then it just builds into this whole other dynamic. And so, you know, it's nice because it's different. You get a lot of variety in it. And, yeah, I got the feedback, too. People love this one.
Well, awesome. Let's go ahead and spin it. This is One Man Band by Riddle the Sphinx on the Artist First Radio Network.
Didn't know which way to go. one-man band.
That was One Man Band by the Riddle the Sphinx on the Artist First Radio Network. So one more time, guys, where can they find the music, more about the charities? I want to hear it all. And you got 35 seconds.
No. Oh, well, no problem.
I'm just...
So everybody, just to make it easy, if you go to riddlethesphinx.com, RIDDLETHESPHINX.com, you can visit the store link, and that has links to all of our CDs. The one that is the new album, where what you've been listening to, has a mannequin on the cover. So it's not us. It is a mannequin named Larry, and we love him too, an unofficial band member. And my charity is heartsgivinghope.org, and the charity that Burgundy is affiliated with and where you can find the free download track is projectpeaceonearth.org. Is that right?
Yep, that's it.
Awesome. I was listening.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
Well, it was very very fun having you guys on, and please let us know at Artist First when you guys get anything new out or have anything going on, and I'm sure we'll be hearing from you guys soon.
Thank you so much.
And don't forget to link our page to yours at artistfirst.com, where you can find this interview and tons of other, there's, I forget, 50,000 hours worth of interviews from musicians and independent artists dating all the way back to like 96.
Well, thank you so much for doing what you guys do.
Well,
it's just great. Thank you for just fighting the good fight and being out there for independent music.
And this last song's Keep On Walking. I want to thank you guys one more time.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Take care, guys.
Bye-bye.
You too.
The son you never knew, the child who never grew, I hear him sing so sweetly now. And yet I'm tossed away, lost in shades of gray, I find myself just wondering how. The hero makes his tray, and in the shimmering blade I see the light shining brightly. Was this all your master plan? If so, I've played the fool too long. So cold as I watch the days unfold, atonement for my so-called sins. And my mind begins to twitch between laughs and weeping fits. Insanity is caving in. But I rise above this throng, and my eyes begin to focus on the light shining. Still as I walk blindly, these lies they penetrate, knowing that they bring my fate not too kindly. Heavy tone to command my soul. wait the fool too long before it's done. I hope you'll understand what side I'm on. I'm not a game for you to play. I am the queen, I'm not your pawn. The rules have changed, the king he draws his sword, and I am gone. City scape, but now the skyline.